Okay, Erev Tov Rabotai. Today is, Tuesday night. We have another Hashkafavad. Next Tuesday night is already Erev Chag, Erev Yom Tov. So, I think this might be the last one before the Shana Chadasha. Elul is, we've spoken about this already a bunch of times. Elul is art all about reflection. Indeed, the word Elul in Aramaic is a reference to searching, spying. And we're good at spying out, searching out other people. We're good at, we're masterful at critiquing other people. But the most important critique that we have in the world, which is ourselves, we tend to let that fall by the wayside. And that's, Avodat HaMidot is why we're here. The Gaon Mevilna writes in his, like the Ramban has an Igiret Teisan, the Gaon Mevilna has the same thing. Something called Igiret Agram to his children. And he writes over there that a person was sent to this world to fix his Midot Ra'ot. And everything we have in this world is towards that end. The Torah and the Tefillah, obviously that's what Hashem used to create the world, but we're supposed to use all that, encapsulate it, to perfect our Midot. And the Gross has a very powerful phrase he writes over there, and if a person doesn't work on his Midot when he's here, Lama lo chayim? There's really no purpose to life. There's no reason to be alive besides for that. Imagine. You can go through your whole life and do a lot of great things. If you didn't fix your Midot, the Gaon says, Lama lo chayim? That's a wasted life. Hey, davar gadol. The Rambam, in his Inchot Tshuva, when he discusses various levels of Tshuva, he says, obviously, it is true, when a person's old and already not so much in his capacities, it is, Tshuva still works if he does a Belev Shanim and it's accepted. It's not the highest level of Tshuva. The highest level of Tshuva is when a person is still young and desirous, eager, and he's able to really curb that and say, I can't do this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person's able to do that, and there's no greater teshuva than that. That is, we don't have a korban anymore. The Rambam says, in the times of Beit HaMikdash, when a person needed to bring chatat or asham, it was a combo of korban plus teshuva. And that together was mechapir. A korban without teshuva is not mechapir. Says Mufarash. That's why part of the korban was vidui. A person had to be mitvadeh on the korban. Chatati, aviti, pashati, la kadosh baruch hu, ve'asiti kach ve'kach. And if a person was not mitvadeh on the korban, it doesn't work. Now says the Rambam, we don't have korbanot anymore. So what's left? Only tshuva. That tshuva takes the place of the korban. Tshuva nowadays. So there's different levels, just like by korbanot, there's different levels of korbanot. There's also different levels of tshuva. And the best is when a person's still young and has his faculties and is able to really think and say, I want to take a step back. I would love to do this. I would love just to be free and careless and not think about it for a second, but I have to reckon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Yistakel, Bishlosha Dvarim, Ve'eh Ataba Lidei Avira. If you think about three things all the time, you will not come to sin. Da, Ma Lema'ala Mimcha, know what's above you. Ein Ro'a, Ve'ozen Shoma'at, V'chol Ma'asecha B'Sefer Nichtavim. Everything is recorded. Everything is accounted for. There's nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets slide. And if a person realizes that and says, hey, wait a second, I really have to grab my life by the horns, and I can't let it just kind of wash by me anymore. It's a huge, huge madrigan. The Rambam says the in lima'alam yizim. And that can only be achieved through introspection, reflection. Think about, where am I holding? What, we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we ask him for another year. What do we have to show for it? It's a lo pashut. The year that I can say for myself, for as long as I've been alive, I don't think Am Yisrael, in my memory, had such a difficult year like we had this year. A few years ago by COVID, that was difficult, but not only for Am Yisrael, that was the entire world. But this was the year when tzara after tzara after tzara keeps on hitting Am Yisrael as a whole, and it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. We know it's there, but we realize that this is the end game. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us. It's like, I gave this mashal before. You know rodeos are? It's like bull riding. It's a sport. Cowboys do it. It's like Texas and places like that. You don't have in Canada? No. Not really. It's kind of like hockey. Anyway, the cowboy goes on the bull, and there's one objective of the game. You know what it is? First of all, they make the bull crazy. They like make him nuts, and you have to hold on for dear life. And if you get thrown off, it hurts a lot. You can like brain damage, all sorts of crazy. They're professionals, whatever. But the objective of the game is hold on longest. Almost everybody gets thrown off at some point, but if you stay on for the longest, you win. That's exactly what the Gemara at the end of Sota calls Ikvita Dimshicha. We're on a raging bull, and the Yetzer Hara is trying to throw us around and whatever, and you're holding on for dear life, holding on to your Emunah and Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Shmirat Torah Mitzvot, your Torah and Tefillah and Ma'asim Tovim, holding on. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much? I can't do it anymore. And people get thrown off. A lot of people unfortunately get thrown off. But those who stay on the longest until the end of the game, they win. And but you know what's good? Hashem is always rooting for us. He's standing, he says, hold on. Just a little bit more. When you're the cowboy sitting on that thing, on that bull, and you see the stopwatch, see the clock, you know there's only a few seconds left. It becomes psychologically more achievable to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rooting for us and we're right there. Hashem says, don't let go. Hold on tight for dear life. You could, you know, you're dizzy and whatever, you're like, I can't take this anymore. Hashem says, no, go, you can. That's exactly what we're holding. That's where we're holding now, people. That is Ikvita Dimshicha. So, you know, there's no better time to reflect on that than a week before Rosh Hashanah. To think back that all of the events of this past year were nigzar on Rosh Hashanah, it's a terrifying thought. It's terrifying. Think about it. Everything that happened to us, everything is on Rosh Hashanah, which was not so much before October 7th of last year. 3 weeks before? Mafhid. Everybody this year, I think, is entering the Yamim HaNoraim with a different perspective. It's not just about, okay, you know, going to shul. It's about really begging for our lives. Really. I think tefillah is going to... If a person didn't wake up this past year and be mitoreh latefillah shelo and chazara b'tshuva and all of the other things that Elul and Aseret Yemei Tshuva represent, then like he's already thrown off the bull a long time ago. He's like already done. You know, the cowboy gets thrown off and got brain damaged in the process. This is it. You realize that something's got to give. Everybody realizes I have to do something different. You feel in the air. It's almost over. What can I do to prepare? Because once Mashiach comes, it's over. You can't, you know, once he comes, you don't have time now to fix. Now it's time to be Omid Badin. Now it's, we have to fix now when we still can. That was tonight's monologue. Anybody have any serious Hashkafa questions? No, they can be not so serious, but I mean like hard ones.
Sometimes people like to hear the questions.
Is the reason why it's easier to why doing tshuva when someone is older less worse? Because it's easier to do tshuva when you're older, so it's not as holy or.
That's a good question. The Rambam writes that although the tshuva works, it's on a lesser level. It's less powerful because at that point a person doesn't really have the tavot anymore. He's weaker. His body doesn't necessarily work the same way. I'm saying, one of the things the Gemara says in Masechet Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimal, Shlosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Sonan. There's three people that a Kadosh Baruch Hu hates, and one of them the Gemara says is Zakin Minaif. You know what that means? An old person who runs around doing shtuyot. Why? You're already zakin, nu yalla, retire. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their... It's not natural. When a person zakin, no. He doesn't have the same drive. And yet when a person has the drive to do all... The drive, the desire, the koach, and you're able to pull back and say, I really want to do this, but I'm not because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because... Just Kadosh Baruch Hu, because I love you. In lema'ala mizeh. That's really it. Anyone else?
What would be the hashkafa of like a chazan for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur who's not married, versus like, let's say a chazan that's, let's say he's married but he's not as ben Torah or whatever. Like, is there hashkafa halacha? I don't know.
It's an excellent question. I'm actually giving a halacha about this tomorrow morning. Is it the same? But that's good. All of these halachot and hashkafot about shliach tzibur, not only throughout the year, but especially for Yamim Noraim, you know, it's important who you pick. The shliach tzibur and the Baal Tokea, they're very important. They're not, you know, Sfaradim, we tend to call them chazan, but Bilushan HaPoskim, we don't call them chazan, we call them shliach tzibur. Because he's a shliach, he's your lawyer. This is a very important court case, and the more important the court case, the more that's on the line, you spend however much money you can to get the best lawyer that has the best chances of getting you the most favorable outcome. They are literally our lawyers. They're emissaries. They're the imtza'im between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are pleading our case for us, for the tzibur, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they need to be really impeccable in many different ways. The Rama and other poskim bring down, first of all, he has to be merutze lakal, somebody that they like. Naki me'avon. He has to be a person without avonot. He has to be, not only that, shelo yatza alav shem ra min ne'orav, that he didn't have bad rumors come out about him even in his youth. It's serious stuff. Mishnah Berurah brings down other poskim, the married. We learned that from Kohen Gadol, that he has to be married. Kohen Gadol is also a form of Shliach Tzibur. Some say above 30, with children. There's many different, some say Chatimat Zakan, some say that he has a beard. All sorts of different criteria, some more important than others, in the poskim. Now, sometimes a keila gets lucky, and they find the Shliach Tzibur that checks off the entire list. Ashrehim v'ashre chelkam. Sometimes not so much. And sometimes the tzibur has to make a decision. They have to prioritize one chazan over the other. What is the most important criteria? And interestingly, Maran Zichron Lebracha, not only did he speak about this, but he actually did this in his shul. He says the most important criteria is that the chazan, the shliach tzibur, is a ben Torah, Talmid Chacham. For instance, if you have a chazan, this was actually a story that happened. Agon Chaim David told this story. I know who he was talking about. There was one time a very famous chazan. Beautiful, like one of the professional chazanim in the Sephardic world. I think he was hired for Yamim Noraim in Mexico or whatever, one of the big communities. Last minute something happened and they canceled. So it was right before Rosh Hashanah and he was upset. He was like, you know, he was banking on it. And they canceled on him. And he came to Maran Zichron Lebracha. And he says, listen, they canceled me, whatever. So he says, Al tidag. Ata tavo etzli tia chazan. Okay, fine. He's a good chazan. Okay, Maran Zichron Lebracha, he says, he's going to be chazan by him. But what happened was, interesting, there was another chazan who was still unmarried at the time. Talmid Chacham. Ben Torah Amiti. A close Talmid of Maran Zichron Lebracha. And Maran Zichron Lebracha told the professional chazan, he gave him Psuke de Zimra, Kila Hashem Emelucha, Nishmat Kol Chai, Veze, by Amida, and Chazarat HaShatz, he switched him. He told him, stop. He brought the Bachur, He wasn't married. Talmid Chacham. He brought... Why? Because the most important thing is for him to be a Ben Torah and Talmid Chacham. So, if you have a Chazan that's Pashut, you know, Shomer Torah Mitzvot, Akol Beseder, professional, 30, married, Akol. But Ish Pashut. And then you have somebody who's Talmid Chacham. Even if he's single, Maran Zechon Berachah says he takes precedence. Kol Kach Ze Chashuv. In his mind, and he quotes from the poskim that this is the determining factor. Not chalila to be posel other people, but when you're looking, this is a big thing. And you know, thankfully, Baruch Hashem for us, a lot of the chazanim on the market, a lot of the shluchei tzibur on the market, are them the chachamim. You know, usually that's how they make a little money, and it's a mitzvah lefarnes otam. You know, sometimes people try to penny pinch. It makes me very nervous. You know, a guy comes to get a job. A lot of them travel from Eretz Yisrael, whatever. Tamid Chachamim, Avrechim. Once a year, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they try to make a little money, and you try to penny pinch with them. Matausi, what are you doing? I'm not talking about exorbitant, whatever. What are you negotiating? It's mitzvah lefarnes Tamid Chachamim, and now until he's able to be mefarnes atzmo bekavod, can be chazan, korei b'Torah, tokei abba shofar. What are you penny pinching? What are you doing? Give him Belev Shanim. Tenu. People have to feel like they got a deal. Okay? Yeah? Okay, you got a deal in what? And you jipped the Talmid Chacham. As ma asita. Give. Be nadiv. First of all, be a generous person, especially when it comes to Bnei Torah and Talmid Chachamim. Who otherwise, you know, and like Shevet Levi, they struggle parnasa-wise. Most Talmidei Chachamim, Bnei Torah, Avrechim today struggle financially. A lot of people struggle financially, but especially them. Many of them don't have a solid, you know, a consistent job, whatever. So until they find something, it's a mitzvah, by the way, it's a lachan shulchan aruch, that if two people come to sell something, who do you give priority to? Talmidei Chacham. Mitzvah to give him kdima. Davka is his Talmid Chacham. It's a big deal. So those are the criterias. Although kol yisrael kshanim him, there are certain things that do invalidate a shliach tzibur. A shliach tzibur that he's ba'al avera. Let's say he does averot v'zeh. Not going to go into which averot necessarily, whatever, but he can't serve a shliach tzibur. Not on Shana Yom Kippur, not on any other day. Yeah. Or just to read? Like he bought it? Nah, depends on what avera. If he bought it, it's a little bit different. It's not a shliach tzibur. A shliach tzibur, I'm talking like being chazan. Because you're representing the tzibur in the tefillah. Also ba'al tokea. He does averot and rotzeh litkoa b'shulchan. What does he say? Be'sheket. If he bought it, yeah. Also not the best, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes, unfortunately, the people with the money, not always, but sometimes, especially when you sell things, it's not easy to control. Once it's for sale, as Mata Ase, a lot of shuls contend with this. What do you do when somebody, sheyesh lo avirot, sometimes avirot chamurot, buys an aliyah, and he's really not supposed to be mitzteref leminyan shiv'a, let's say he's mechalel shabbat, v'zeh, lo pashut. So there's all sorts of things the poskim say to do. You could be mosif aliyot, you know, kind of. It's unfortunate. You know, it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu yachzir et kulanu b'tshuva shlema. So we shouldn't have to deal with this. Pray for them. Awesome. Anyone else? Good.
How important is it to try to get an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah?
So the Ben Ish Chai, interestingly, in Parashat Nitzavim, class? Which one? The Choshen?
Yeah.
I read the curriculum. Chazak Meod. I love it. Rabbi Kaufman? With Chacham. Shem Yisrael. You're surrounded by Talmidei Chachamim. בלימודי קודש יאפתם תלמידי חכמים. In the לימודי חול יאפתם תלמידי חכמים. יחפ what that is? That you don't have to go to some gehinam and hear kfirah all day. You know what I'm talking about? One of your graduation requirements is to learn Choshen Mishpat. Do you know what that is?
For the business majors.
For
any major.
Yeah, they have medical law.
Who gives that? Rabbi Dr. Glad. Zechut. To be surrounded with Torah everywhere you go. Torah. Anyway, Ben Ish Chai writes that with anybody who's Baal Nefesh should try to get at least one Aliyah during the Yamim Noraim. Yamim Noraim are three. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 1 day Yom Kippur. Everybody should try to get an Aliyah. And the Ben Ish Chai says that if you have to spend money, spend a ton of money on doing so to get an Aliyah. The davar chashuv me'od, it gives a person an ilui neshama in this world. It gives a person a boost in Kedusha. There's some shuls which do, they have like mosifim. A lot of mosifim. You know, you got to be normal with that also, not to lose the tzibur, you know what I'm saying?
They go for the whole entire shul. They get 100.
Well, like Simchat Torah?
Yeah.
We do a few. We sell them also. We do on Rosh Hashanah, Gam Yom Kippur. It also gives me a little break. I get one of the younger kids to... Huh? Mitzvah. You're allowed to bid for mitzvah. Yeah. By Sfaradim, this is, you know, bread and butter. Every Shabbat. Ashkenazim have membership, so there's no bid. I mean, Sfaradim also have membership, but they bid. How else are you supposed to give out the aliyot? What do you mean? By Ashkenazi shuls? Rarely. I've seen it, but rarely. Usually the Gabbai comes and says, Ata zeh shalom. By Sfaradim, forget it. Get your checkbook out. I mean, you know, figuratively. But it is important on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur to try to buy an aliyah. Huh? It's a mitzvah.
Is that just aliyah, or that's also like...
Aliyah. Ben Ishai says aliyah. Yolel Torah. Huh? The Gemara says Hagbahat Torah connect Hagman Glila is connected Kulam. But the Ben Ish Chai says Meforash Aliyah to get an Aliyah. Huh? And you're kind of limited. Rosh Hashanah, 5 Aliyot. First day. Second day, 5 Aliyot. Like you throw in the Maftir, that's 6. We're at 12. Yom Kippur, 6. And Maftir is 7. So we're at... Huh? We're 19. Mincha, 3. 22. You have 22 chances. And if you're not Kohen Velevi, so... Sometimes you gotta shtel. For the most important things in life, you have to pay. Tov Rabotai. Laila Tov. Nice to see everybody. A week away from Rosh Hashanah. I'm afraid.